Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, I think this is a question from one of your students. This person asks, why do you think winners take a while to reach the target while losers are quicker to reach the stop loss? This person has a win rate of about 70% on all markets, but they say that they tend to observe that winners test my patience more than losers, giving me a chance to analyze before I close. What do you say to that?
Wow, that's a great observation. I agree. Just this week I had two losing trades, and I woke up and one of them had gone like 73% of the way to my stop, and so I dumped it immediately when I woke up and saw. So I sleep during the New York market, right? So I live in Asia, and I see the Asian market, and I see the open anyway and the close basically, and then I see the London open, and then I pretty much go to sleep, okay? Or I could if I stay up till 11 o'clock or whatever, I see midday basically in Europe, and then so I don't see the New York open, and when I wake up it's basically before the New York close, so I miss most of New York. So what happened during New York this week was it took one of my trades all the way 73% of the way to my stop, so I dumped it, right? And then the next one, it just totally stopped me out like overnight, and that's typical. Like when you think about it, what's probably going on here with this trader is you're probably a reversal trader. You probably take trades where you see the market kind of rounding around and you think it's made a high and it's going to start falling, or it's made a low and it's going to keep going up. That's probably the style of trading. And if you think about it, it kind of makes sense, because if you think the market's made a top and you're selling it and you're wrong and it's going to continue on and keep going higher, then what it's doing is it's just resting there and it's going to blow through your stop loss, right? Whereas if it's turning around, it takes a lot for a market that's going in one direction to turn around. That momentum has to shift, slow down, and then turn around and accelerate in the other direction. So usually if you're wrong, you know straight away, and if you're right and you have and you have like a good reward to risk ratio with your system, then if you think about it, if your stop loss is 200 pips away, then your target is maybe 400 or 450 pips away. It's going to take longer for the market to move 400 pips in your favor, 450 in your favor, than it is for it to go the other direction and stop you out. That could be very quick. So I think that's what's going on here. I think there's two things. I think, knowing that you're more aggressive with your targets than you are with your stop, if that's one way to think about it. So your stop's pretty close and your target's pretty far. And then if you're trading reversals, you're basically trying to pick tops and bottoms in a trending market, and you're just getting blasted. And that happens to me. It's the same exact thing. I think the underlying concern here in the question is, what do I do about overanalyzing? And perhaps one way to do that is to journal. So if you've got video, you can do a video journal where you use Jing, J-I-N-G. I'll link that up in the show notes, where you can use that software. It's free. You can use that to record your thoughts when you take a trade, and then when you're managing it, moving to break even or whatever, and then when you exit it, and you can go back and look at your journal, look at your video. Why did you take the trade? Why did you think that was the area to take profit? To remind you that even though you've got more information now from the market, you really should be sticking to your rules here and not trying to, take profit too early and reduce your reward risk ratio, not trying to do funny things here, To me, the only thing you should be doing when you're in a trade is you should be moving to break even, or you should be pulling the plug on a really bad loser before it hits your stop. Those are really the only things. Like, taking profit too early, that's no longer a problem for me. So what I do is, today's a great example. So I had a trade that came within 20 pips, 24 pips or something like that, of my target overnight. So I woke up and I'm like, wow, it went in my direction. Awesome. Because when I went to sleep, it was in a drawdown of like 40 pips or something, which is not a lot when you have like a 300 pip stop, but it was in a drawdown. And then I woke up and it almost hit my target. It was like within 20 something pips. And so I moved to break even this morning. I didn't dump the trade. I didn't get out of it because it was so close to my target, because I know if I do that, I'm going to reduce my average winner over time, and that's the last thing I want to do. If I reduce my average winner over time, I don't care if this trade ends up hitting my stop loss and getting me out at break even now, but I do care if over the next year or two my average winner goes down, because that's really bad for the health of my account. So hopefully that makes sense. I hope that you know, this gives you some insight to how you're trading. You probably already know that you're probably looking for reversals, but it's something that I would say is pretty normal. It's not something I'd worry about. I just worry about taking profit too early. That would be the big concern for me on this sort of thing. Yeah.
Oh yeah, totally. Do you have any exercises that people could try if they are taking profit too early?
Yeah, that's a good one. One thing I would do is this. Get a candle. Let's say you're trading the 4-hour candles, okay? So what you want to do is, because what that means is you probably think, for example, in some cases, that the market has gone towards your target and it's starting to turn around and go and move away from your target, right? So that's when you take profit early. So this is what I would say. This is a great question. I'm glad you asked it. Okay, let's say you trade the 4-hour charts. You can do this with the daily, the weekly, the 1-hour, it doesn't matter. But let's say you trade the 4-hour charts. What I want you to do is, whenever you have time to do this, take a screenshot of the 4-hour candle every 15 minutes and save that. Like, literally hit the print screen button on your keyboard and take that screenshot every 15 minutes. So that means you would have, what is that? That's 4 an hour. So 4 times 4, so you have 16 of those. Now, the reason I want you to do that is because that will remind you that when you – and you, actually, you can take notes too. So when you take screenshot 1, 15 minutes into the 4-hour candle, right underneath that screenshot, write what you think this candle is going to end up being. Like, I go, oh, it's going bullish. I think that maybe this is going to be a really big bullish candle, right, or something like that. So you keep notes after every 15-minute screenshot of what you think the end candle will look like. The candle that eventually closes and is printed on the screen and is done and doesn't change anymore, you're trying to, you know, anticipate what that's going to be. And so this is a really good exercise, because what you'll find is that oftentimes the last, say, you know, on a 4-hour candle, maybe the last, you know, 45 minutes, the last 30 minutes of the candle, it changes drastically. So what you thought of, what you thought was going to happen before, has totally changed and is no longer the case. So this is something that I think will help you, especially if you think that this is a bad trade, I should get out of it, I should take my profit and run, that sort of thing. I think using this exercise to see that candles change drastically, and so you can basically trick yourself into waiting for the candle to print. That's one thing you do. The other thing is just journal. Keep your ideas in front of you. So go back and look why you took the trade, why you set that profit target, and remind yourself that you need to stick to your rules here. You don't want to take profit too early. You can meditate, and by meditating, what that helps you do, or self-hypnosis, same sort of thing, that helps you become more cognizant of, you kind of are able to step outside yourself and see what you're doing, so you're almost like a natural observer of yourself. That's another thing to do. So any three of those things, you know, meditate, take a journal, or use that snapshot, you know, exercise with the candle is a good way to see how the candle changes over time. Hopefully one of those might resonate with you.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome advice. Thanks, Walter.
Okay, thanks you. Bye.
Bye.